You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Good to speak to you.
Matt, we must start with the announcement of RNIB's new chief executive, Simon Antrobus, who will be taking over from you in early January 2026.
Yes, that's right. Announced yesterday, and I know Anna's been on Connect Radio talking about it. Anna Tyler, the chair, who's clearly been steering that process over the last few months. Yep, announced yesterday. I've had some contact with Simon through the process. You know, I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good hire. I think he brings a lot to the organisation from, you know, 25 plus years working in the sector. I think in a variety of places, critically big and small, you know, regional and national organisations. He does a lot of non-exec curricular stuff outside his day job. And for the last 9 years, clearly has been CEO of Children in Need, which is, you know, very high profile and demanding role. And I think he brings a lot of energy, a lot of understanding about, you know, generating social impact through obviously Children in Need, raising money and funding a variety of projects. I think he understands how to manage sort of partnerships, very good communicator. And I think, you know, as I said, a good understanding of the charity sector and its sort of opportunities and challenges from 25 years of being in it. I think he's a lively, energetic character. I think that would really suit the RNIB at the moment. You know, so I think he'll come in on the front foot, you know, when he starts in January. And I think, you know, his announcement yesterday was very well received, both internally, which is crucial, you know, staff, I think, enthused and motivated by the announcement, but also, I think, externally, you know, it's good to see a lot of our donors, funders, you know, my CEO peers, you know, all uniformly positive about Simon coming into the RNIB. So, no, it's been a good week, I think, to get that announcement out, and I think he's going to hit the ground running in January and do a great job.
We'll be looking forward to speaking to him here on RNIB Connect Radio, like you do every week as well, Matt. But we are, I suppose, at the end of the party political conferences season, and we had a RNIB special panel event at the Labour Party conference, I think it was last week. But there's a lot happening, isn't there, around sort of, you know, what's happening in government and all the political parties as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's been an interesting month, hasn't it? Party conferences with looking in, you know, to, you know, what seems to be, you know, a confident Reform Party, a resurgent Green Party, Lib Dems, you know, with their highest number of seats ever, well, in modern history at the moment. Actually, the Liberals historically have been in government, but at the moment, you know, 72 seats is, in recent history, a really good result for them. Labour Party grappling with challenges of government, and the Conservatives maybe showing some green shoots after Kemi Badenoch's closing speech this week. So I think a really interesting time politically with, you know, the old two-party system that's pretty much been in place for most of my adult life. I think now quite challenged, never mind the fact that obviously you've got the devolved nations with very strong SNP, Plaid Cymru and the parties in Northern Ireland. So, you know, interesting times politically. And I think it's been an interesting conference season. We've been at all of them, pretty much, and there's still one or two to come, SNP conferences this coming weekend, for example. What we haven't done is take a stand and sink some money in having a static location. We've done pretty well with that for the last year or two, but we felt we wanted to break some new ground this year. So we've been investing, trying to be more fluid. So as you say, at the Labour Party conference, we actually ran a sort of fringe event talking about, you know, accessibility. And we had a great panel from Google, ITN or ITV, Sam Lateef from Procter & Gamble, compared by Vida Hardiang, who's MBE, who's a visually impaired sort of accessibility champion and broadcasting sort of consultant. And so a really good conversation, actually, you know, across all those, across tech, across media, across packaging and consumer goods, you know, around the challenges and opportunities to improve accessibility. And I think, you know, really good audience from, you know, combination of political charity, not-for-profit, corporate sort of partners there. And I think it reflected well on the RNIB that we could convene that panel and have that level of sort of debate. We were there for 2 days in Liverpool at the Labour Party conference, actually participating and joining in on a variety of other fringe events, you know, with regional mayors and with King's Fund and other health service experts. And I think it was good for us to be able to move around those meetings, be able to engage with a variety of people on the panel and others, ask questions and sort of get noticed, all of which will follow up. So I think interesting times, particularly as we move into the autumn, clearly government keen to get a grip back on the agenda, budget coming up in November, and more progress to be made on some of the critical planks of their policy around the NHS 10-year plan, you know, around the employment bill, you know, around education, particularly with the special educational needs sort of bill coming through this autumn as well, and quite a lot happening, a lot of travel and transport, which we're involved in. So, you know, life doesn't slow down. And the fact we have a new CEO coming in is great. I can pass the baton over in the new year, but for the moment, we're full speed ahead, really trying to involve ourselves in all of these critical national questions and with big set piece events coming up through November, where we're working on our own and with the DCC around an employment event. We've got an NHS sort of 10-year iCare Support Pathway event in Manchester. We've got an iCare Symposium in Wales. So there's a lot going on, Toby, in the autumn. So we need to keep going, I think, really trying to insert ourselves into some of these big national questions as politics looks quite interesting at the moment.
Well, a lot to cover. And here on RNIB Connect Radio, we'll be at some of those events that you've mentioned, Matt. And if you would like to find out more about information and advice on living with sight loss, you can always visit the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Toby, and great this week for the organisation. We've had such a positive response to the new CEO and looking forward to, you know, effecting a really good handover to Simon so he can hit the ground running in January. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.